Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey,
I'm busy.
Why do you have to poop for 45 minutes every time?
I'm doing stuff, all right? Don't worry about it.
It is super weird. I don't like it.
What?
I never know what he's doing.
Come on. Don't put it high and inside, I'll tell you that.
Your leg's gonna fall asleep again, and I'm not have no sympathy for you.
You wanted a birdhouse, didn't ya? You're gonna get one.
Oh my god, are you using power tools in there? What is happening? Men are crazy. Men are crazy!
Almost done.
Oh my gosh.
Hang on. All right, ready to head to bed?
Okay, let me start my routine. Just give me an hour.
An hour? To go to bed? What could you possibly be doing for an hour? You gotta run a 5K and then go to bed? What are you?
I can proudly say my legs are asleep right now. I just got off the can.
Hey, go ahead and tag your friends whose legs are probably asleep.
Tag them. Ladies, tag your husbands. It's our me time. Don't take that away from us.
Yeah.
You don't know what we're doing in there.
Honestly, I'm kind of upset we made that video. I would like girls to not know what goes on in there.
Yeah.
Now they know, we're getting better. We're getting smarter.
Yeah, after 2 years of marriage, I come out speaking a new language. Like, when'd you do this? Well, I spend 8 hours on the week on the toilet.
Yeah.
We're back with Correct Opinions. We love y'all. Enjoy today's episode. And go ahead and rate us 5 stars. Like an Uber. 5 stars, please. Tip if you'd like.
5 stars.
Enjoy today's episode.
Correct opinions.
I remember this beginning.
Correct opinions.
Back in the studio, and we're getting into May, and it's the end of the Are You For Real tour coming up.
Mm-hmm.
As you all know, or if you don't, you should. Jake is there as well, being hilarious. I am being hilarious, and we only have like 6 or 7 cities left, and we're taping the special May 14th, Chicago. Early show sold out, so go get tickets to the last few shows, last time to see this live, trekina.com/tour. And
get
then it's summertime, and then we're chilling.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. We've been doing the same jokes for many moons now,
yeah.
And we're almost done.
Yep.
We will retire these jokes forever.
I was listening to Tom Segura on Pardon My Take,
mm-hmm.
which I really enjoyed. And it's fun as you're, you know, we're doing this. We've been our first tour. We're learning. He's mm-hmm. He's a pro. And he was just kind of saying we've experienced. You know, he's like, you have your show, but over time it's new because like you work it out, you find it, you perfect it, and
sure.
then you like get bored of it. Or, like I've had to write. I try new things. I've been pleasantly surprised. I've had friends come to like 2 or 3 shows, which is very kind. And they'll be like, this, and this was new. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, cool. Like,
I
forgot that
yeah.
was new.
Ryan was very, I'm not even on stage that long. And he picked specific stuff. He's like, this was different. The way you told this was different. I was like, dude,
cool.
You're a good friend.
And where was I going with that? So yeah, I found myself writing new stuff purely just so I can have something kind of like to focus on, because you know, when you're driving, I compare it to this, you know, when you're driving
yeah.
to a place you go to work every day.
You're like, how did I?
You park and you're like, whoa, how did I like not get in a wreck? I wasn't even looking at where I was on the, did I drive on the wrong side of the road? I don't know.
It's fascinating.
Severance driving.
I remember my first time performing stand-up comedy and having separate thoughts while performing live comedy. And it freaked me
out.
Very
alarming. I had like a mild panic attack, I think. I was like, oh, what? And I like said something wrong. I was like, oh, I've got to come back to
It's crazy. This.
So I'll do new stuff or like change the order so I can have a little bit of thought of... Otherwise, you've done it so much, it's mindless and you're like... What am I thinking about?
Yeah, you're like, teriyaki or orange chicken both sound good. And then I told him, I said, you know, it's just like, you can go in and out of.
Did Katie mean that earlier?
She texts with periods a lot, so it's hard to tell the tone. I'm sure she didn't mean it.
My favorite is, because Katie's often side stage with, you know, y'all kind of come out at the end because we do like a curtain call.
Yeah.
And there's probably been two or three shows where I'm doing my last like 5 minutes and I just hear y'all's full conversation on the side. Just like, dude, let's block that out. I was like, Katie, just try not to like, I've never had to tell her this before. I was like, you're being too loud.
There have been shows like that too where I'm like, I guess everyone's still side stage. Well, they're not listening to me, but they are watching me because I can hear them all all next to this
like, stage. Oh well,
because it sounds so loud, but it's not.
Most of the time you can't hear it all, but I guess random venues it carries somehow. I'm like, yeah, that's Katie really talking someone up over there. Hope she's having fun.
Dude, I'm
still performing.
Our Burlington, Vermont show, I could hear the sound guy and it fired me up. I was like, this guy is loving it. It made me like, I don't know, just more excited.
We talked about that. The employees of the venue, because they're seeing shows every night. I had some show where I came off and this dude dapped me up. I already talked about the pod. Tim, I still remember you. I'll never forget you. You really made me feel good. Crowd laughing. Yeah. But Tim comes off and like, that made my night. Because they are going to laugh. They like me already. He has no idea who I am. And now he likes me.
It was awesome. I somewhat overheard that because I think it was either Boston or Medford because he had an accent. And I don't remember how it went, but it was something that's like, middle school Maddox, you know, my daughter loves that or something like that.
That's not Tim. That's another guy.
Okay.
But he was great too.
Yeah.
My daughter. Yeah, that was Red Bank, New Jersey, maybe.
Yeah, one of those.
My daughter, I can't do an accent. She's just like Maddox. I swear to God.
Yeah, it sounded something like that.
That was not very good.
Either way, he was a nice guy.
Your tickets.
Nice fella.
We're excited. Fella. Jake, I don't know. Did you guys notice this when you walked in today? Did you notice my grass?
Yes, a couple thoughts.
Let me hear it.
I noticed... there was a lot of grass on like the walkway, the steps, which made me look towards the grass in the ground, which made me think, wow, this is good. And then I had the thought, did Trey do this or did True Green do this? Then I get to the porch. What do I see? White shoes with a lot of green around them. I'm like, Trey did this.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of a three-step process.
Yep. I like to wait till the grass is about a full 12 inches. And then it takes me an hour to mow 10 feet.
Yeah, you have to get like a baler out,
dude. I don't know what True Green's doing to my grass, but it looks like the Masters out there. I mean, I'm blown away by my grass.
It does look genetically altered.
I have friends over tonight, and if I don't get a compliment on my grass, I'm gonna lose it. I'm gonna bring it up. We do a Bible study, and there's like any announcements, and it'll say yes.
Yeah.
Did y'all notice the grass when you walked in? Because no one said anything. Yeah, I know you've never seen greener grass.
Yeah. Do you have any prayer requests? No prayer request. I have a praise.
A praise report?
My own yard.
Yeah. The grass is coming excellent this spring.
Actually, here's a prayer request that my friends would be more encouraging and more observant.
Yeah. More observant of things I care about. You know, I'm going to say I have a great gratitude report for True Green. You know, they're like, it's an extra $200 to aerate the lawn. It's better for the next season. I was 50-50 on it. But I'm like, you know what? Small yard. I'm about to tip him. What do I need to do? The True Green guy came on his scheduled visit. I gave him a hug. We rolled around on the grass. Get down here, man. We had a picnic.
Get down here.
We don't have a huge yard, but that grass, it makes... I'm dreaming of a lawn one day, man.
I'm dreaming of a green Christmas for you. You think you keep it up year-round?
Dude, it was green all year. I don't know if you noticed this. I don't know what... kind of, you know, we had sod put in, and now I don't know what kind of magic sod these guys put in or what's happening, but it would never got yellow.
Really?
It stayed, I think it got locked in a green dormant state. It was
good. A lot of chlorophyll, probably. Happening. Chloroplast.
But
congrats on that.
How's your grass coming in?
So we just got, I just got a new roommate added to the house, and his full-time job, he works in like lawn care, landscape, and everything.
He mows lawns. He was mowing our lawn. Like, we got an extra room.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people think we're already friends. No, used to pay him. But no, he, before he'd even moved into my house fully, he was already picking weeds in the yard. Because it's just something he like cares about. You know, he takes care of people's lawns for a living, and he saw weeds in my yard. He's like, I just couldn't help. Like, I had to pick the weeds. I was like, this is great. You're like a house cat.
Yeah.
I got to catch the mice for me, and I'm just going to slowly fill my house.
Throwing wrappers on the ground. Like, how much does it, you care about the inside?
Yeah. Where's his integrity? Where does he draw the line?
You just start pooping outside. He's out there. He's like, there's some huge creature. I'll take care of it. I don't want this.
It's what I do. He's like inspecting it. This would be good for the soil. I might leave this one.
Yeah.
This looks fertile.
Get it.
Yeah, ideally, I would fill my house up with roommates who all work in the service industry. I'm looking for a CPA sometime soon.
CPA, maybe a mixologist, they call them.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's like, anyone want a bee's knees? Go right ahead.
Maybe a cat's pajamas. I would also take a butler.
Whiskey mister?
Sure.
That's probably one of them. A butler, yeah.
Just someone ready in my beck and call. Just to do things for me. And then maybe just a loving woman. That's not, I don't consider her part of the service industry.
Yeah.
It's separate.
A Tiger Woods situation.
Yeah. Man, Tiger's great, isn't he?
Gotta love him.
That's what the entire internet's talking about. Gosh, it's so good that Tiger's back.
I fully believe he's going to have a run. I know it. So do you mow the grass? What, you have four roommates?
Yes.
You're just determined to go back to the college days. I really respect it. Is it a good time?
Well, I mean, I'm not paying a mortgage, so.
Yeah, absolutely. And you shouldn't be mowing either. Five guys, you pay a guy $5 each. That's a no-brainer, right?
If I give him each a section of the yard, say this is yours.
I don't care. Or do it that way.
I don't care if you mow it or you hire someone
else.
It's
your time.
This is your
roped off.
30 square feet. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, up to you. I don't care.
Good.
It's your soil. So I don't know. I haven't really thought about the lawn yet.
Good guys, your roommates. Do you have any?
Yeah.
Four roommates. One's, do you know him actually though?
Yeah, I know them all. Okay. Yeah, they're good guys.
That happens. I know of some dudes. I've got a new roommate. It's like friend of a friend, hopefully. Dude, people do that. And they'll move to new cities and they're like on Craigslist. Like, who wants to live with me? I'll hardly have a conversation with you unless I've like know extensively about your background. Like, hey, can you vouch for this person before I, whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to just have them in your bed, in your spare bedroom? Total stranger?
Yeah, that's risky.
That's terrifying.
I did it once a few years ago. A guy came highly recommended. Isaac and I were looking for a roommate. So we're like, great, we'll take him. Friend of a friend. Our introduction to him, our first impression of him was he was in a little group text. We're talking about the house, when everyone's going to move in. And he sends a text that goes something along the lines of, hey, I was just thinking, I don't know if you guys had a preference, but I was thinking I would snag the master.
Like, one cares, right?
Yeah, this is a thing that no one was planning on fighting about, right? So I'll just go ahead and just kind of dibs. I'll take the master. Look, hey.
I don't want to
I'll jump on that grenade. Guys,
good to meet you. I don't want to be intrusive. Your girlfriend. Whoa. I'm going to go for it with that one. I assume that's fair game. Thank you.
Hey, saw at the job you're at, the assistant, senior executive position is open. I know you've been there 6 years. You're expecting to get that spot. I was thinking I'd apply. Yeah. And,
I have surveillance on you. I'm blackmail you. So... I suggest you step down from consideration or they'll know that you poop in the lawn.
So however you want to do it.
To prank your garden friend.
Or, you know what? I can just snag the master and we'll call it good.
We'll be fine.
We'll be fine.
Did he snag the master?
He snagged it.
I guess all of you are like, okay.
Yeah, we're like, all right, sounds good. And then we're hitting up our friends like, yo, who is this guy?
Yeah, we hate him now.
It was a weird first impression, but he was a really good guy. And he like was willing to like pay more money for the master. It was just funny that he just so willingly was like, I'll take it, guys.
I've had similar issues with like, you do some of these group trips. You start to, it was all fine and dandy back in the day. You're young, people are mostly single, whatever, sleep on couches. Now you get to an age, people are like, hey, this is how it goes. Hey, group trip, we have so many bedrooms, everyone's in. And then, you know, 3 weeks in advance, it's like six people are like, we want to come. It's like, okay, guys, we have the situation. And then this is my pet peeve, where there'll be like a certain amount of bed. There's not enough beds for everyone. So the married couple's like, well, obviously we get a bed, and the single people are just, we'll lay on the kitchen tile. I'm like, why? And so they're like, obviously we are going to grab a bed. So, and they're like, I don't, we'll pay more for it. They think that's going to solve everything. It's like, we would all pay more. We want a, I'll pay more for a bed than the tile.
Guys.
No, I'll pay an extra $40.
There we go. Now kind of everybody's happy. Because we had to, we were the ones who had to pay. So we're probably the most unhappy out of everyone here.
Yeah.
I remember I was 23 years old. It was my first time going to Los Angeles, staying with a friend of a friend. And this guy was a little crazier than I was told. So, I mean, he's having people over. I don't know what kind of things are going in their body, really. I was pretty sheltered at this point.
Smarties. I remember those.
Oh, are those powdered donuts? Donuts?
Donuts!
Oh, man, you still have some on
your lip. I usually go chocolate, but I'm down for powdered.
That's fine. Okay, who...
You guys are talking really fast.
I guess I need to meet this person. Who is this Molly I've been hearing about? She sounds great.
Where is she?
Okay, well, my knee hurts, but I don't think it's my LSD. Why do you guys keep saying that?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that ligament.
It's PSL. Is that what you're... I'm down to go grab one.
I slept, I'm not kidding, my friend Peter can verify, I slept on the kitchen cabinets, like on top of them. They were very wide, so we put a small mattress on top of the kitchen cabinets. Kitchen cabinets.
Like 7 feet off the ground.
Very high up. Yes, that is where I slept. I don't remember many details of the night. Yeah, like why I ended up choosing that, I don't remember a lot, but I remember sleeping there and being woken up to like... some guy on the guitar at like 3:30 a.m. freestyling for everyone.
Oh, nice.
I was like, right.
That reminds me when
Los Angeles.
I apologize if I told the story on the pod. My first time in Los Angeles, this is so, so classic. I think we've all known at least one person like goes to LA and like they're employed and they come, like, you know, if you live in LA long enough, you're gonna somehow have a connection to some famous person.
I
can't tell you how many times I was like, a vine kid making vines, and I get an email from a guy. He's like, yeah, man, I'm in the music industry, like, I, you know, I could see you blowing up, and, you know, I'm out here doing my thing. My cousin, I know a guy, his brother is a lead singer of Red Hot Chili Peppers. So, and I'll be like, oh my god, I mean this guy's basic, I mean, he basically has Scooter Braun's cell phone number.
He's in
the amount of people. And this guy would come back like, yeah, you know, I was on set with Liam Neeson last week. And like, I mean, this guy, honestly, who is his neighbor? Serena Williams. I mean, this guy's and then I went out there once, and it was, the homeless people there lived better than he did at that point. I mean, he didn't even have a Keurig to his name.
LA is different.
He was like, it was like 98 degrees. He's like, yeah, we don't run the AC, you know, just trying to save a little money. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have been bamboozled.
Yeah, ask Liam for some money.
I'm sure he's doing fine. I mean, he was still, you know, he was young, doing his thing. I'm just saying my expectations. We have the, you thank people out there. People meet me all the time. Like, so where in LA do you live?
Yeah, I've like, heard that.
I just make YouTube videos in a house. I don't know why that equates to LA, but.
The internet is pretty widespread at this point, so we just kind of use it in Missouri. It works great.
There's Google Fiber here.
Yeah. Started here. Take that, everybody. You're welcome. Also, yeah.
Center of the country.
But yeah, LA. Just, yeah, everyone who's even somewhat in the industry, I mean, has a story. Or like, you know, they're trying to be an actress, but in the meantime, they're a waitress. And in that time, it's like, oh, yeah, I've served Jamie Foxx, Michael Phelps, you know, Keegan-Michael, you know, whatever. Just like, everyone's got a story.
I was working out. Did I tell this on the podcast?
Yeah.
I did.
No, I don't even know the story.
I worked in the, working out. Jack Harlow was there.
Oh, no, you haven't told that on the podcast.
I wasn't.
That happened like a week ago.
Yeah, in LA for our show, and we stayed at this hotel. Kane and I were like, let's get a workout in. Good for us. Tiny little hotel gym. And it was me, her, and Jack Harlow.
That is so random.
I mean, we were the only ones in there. He walked in, and I was just kind of looking. I was like, what is that? And I kind of got another look. I'm like, that's 100% him. And he works out at hotel gyms, I guess, and Or maybe he doesn't live there. He was staying there. I don't know.
Maybe he's not doing as well as we think. Maybe he's, you know, he can't afford a gym membership, so he just sneaks into hotels.
Yeah, he sneaks in.
Yeah. Spotify hey. Doesn't pay as much as you think. He hasn't gone on tour yet, so.
So, yeah, basically, I'm a pretty big deal.
I think people probably want to know, did you talk to him? What happened?
Nope.
Good.
I don't, it didn't even cross my mind, honestly. I have seen this really only in LA, because, yeah, if you're there enough, you'll cross paths with someone, and it's never even crossed my mind to approach that person. The only one that crossed my mind, I was in the same coffee shop as a girl who's on Bachelor in Paradise, which is like, you know.
A-list.
And I was like, this would just be funny because me and my buddies were ironically watching it. And I was like, and I was this close, but I'm just too much of a coward. Yeah. I've got to give people credit when they come up to me, especially when they come up to me just kind and confident. Mm-hmm. It's like, Trey, what's up, man? Love your stuff. Do you mind if we get a photo? Hey, man, have a great day. I mean, that I'm not that confident meeting anyone. Let alone someone I'm like a fan of or something. I mean, so props to you guys. I can't do it.
I think I'm with you. I would need some sort of personal connection, like the Bachelor in Paradise thing. Like it would be able to like, I need to take a picture just so my friend group back home will believe me because we have this inside joke. But it's like, if I just saw Lil Nas X, it'd be like, yeah. I don't even know what to say that he hasn't heard before.
So. Oh, where are you heading? Down the old town road? I'm Jacob from Missouri. Like, all right, buddy.
Hey, how's your heart doing?
I'd love.
Is it still as achy breaky?
I wish my mom was there. If it was there, she wouldn't know any of these people. I'd be like, Mom, that's a famous person. She's like, well, let's go meet them.
Well, let's ask them what church they go to.
What's your name? Lil Nas X. Yeah.
Lil Nas X.
You had a church around here? Are you a Christian? No, ma'am. I sell devil's blood. Well.
You should see my Twitter. I'm really gay.
Well, you know what? You should go to church.
Hey, me and Tad are going this Sunday to Hillsong. You should come.
Bring in my uncle, Robert. I went to an LA party.
Cool.
And my mom asked, she's like, so is everyone there a Christian? I go, I didn't
get that.
Real quick, everyone. Oh my gosh, I almost spilled it everywhere. This bottle's got to go. It's deceiving. I caught it though. Excuse me. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everyone. It's LA. Show of hands, who is Christian? All right. Thank you.
I'm getting a lot of silence.
Everyone squeeze in. I'm trying to get I just need photo evidence. My mom said if it's not at least 60%, I got to go.
Yeah, didn't she ask you what church Josh Peck went to? And you're like, you know?
She's like, you met Josh from Drake and Josh. I'm like, yeah, I've met, you know, because he's like an influencer, right? And I think we have a lot of mutual friends within that world. And he was nicest guy where he was at this party. And yeah, I think she's like, is she Christian? I'm like, I'm pretty sure he's Jewish. And she was like, don't you ever bring him up again. Right? No, she didn't. No. My mom is not an anti-Semite. I got to stop that. Sorry. My mom is lovely. She loves all people. But I think he's Jewish. So nice guy.
Nice guy.
But I didn't get a... Didn't get a vibe on the religion of everyone in the room, but it was still a pleasant, modest time.
That was fun. I wasn't there, but, you know, I can imagine it.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Yeah. Well, we asked the recties I hit the Instagram and said, give us some questions.
Questions?
You know, it's about time we talk directly to the folks.
Hey, coming to you.
So I'm going to go. We got a lot of questions. Thank you all so much. Follow the Instagram if you're not. And you know, we used to have an email that I had a good time with, but I don't know what happened here. I don't think this means it was hacked. I think someone was playing a prank on us or something. But the email started getting riddled with spam.
Okay.
Like the email was inputted in a bunch of like BS websites. Someone played a prank?
That's annoying.
Derek, you're the tech guy. What does that mean?
Derek, tell us.
Am I in trouble? Someone have my identity?
Russia's after me.
It's a Russian thing.
So we have to stick to Instagram, no more email. I was tired of deleting the spam. How about this? When are you all coming to Lake Charles, Louisiana?
No, I'm sure this is a question that a lot of people are asking. And to be honest, this is a conversation Trey and I have had a lot of times.
I mean, I can't. If I had a nickel.
Oh, where in the world is Lake Charles, Louisiana? Yeah,
never heard of that.
Lake Charles. It sounds nice.
Victoria, you're a sweetheart. Bless your heart, Victoria. You're from the South. You get it.
Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Look at the tour dates.
Yeah. Also, it sounds like a place that probably didn't exist pre-Katrina.
I mean, is there even a theater there? Is it above ground?
How long has this been a city?
Yeah. How do we get there?
They have a post office?
Just, you know, by boat, dodge the Crocs. We're coming to Chicago. We're coming to LA. We're coming to Vegas. Hello, Seattle. What's up, Dallas? And Lake Charles, Louisiana. Please buy. We've only sold 11 tickets there because, honest to God,
they will be checking for negative COVID test or a negative West Nile virus test. You need to have both.
Zika. Remember that? Still popping around Lake Charles.
Yeah. There's a lot of mosquito-based vaccinations you need before you come in.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon is the answer. Short answer. Short,
you know,
of the
look,
long.
We don't really make the decision. So, mm-hmm. You know, I'll run it up the ladder, but no promises. Good question.
Good question. Thank you, Victoria. your thoughts on girls selling old clothes rather than donating them?
Oh, I've never once thought of that as like an ethical or moral dilemma instead of donating them. I mean, my first thought is props to them because I donate my clothes not because I'm a good guy, but because I'm so lazy. Like, what am I going to do? Sell an old t-shirt for $6 and then bag it up and ship it to someone?
Dude, there was a while back, this guy from college, on his Facebook, like Facebook Marketplace post, I screenshot it to send everyone I knew. Because it was like, old college shirt I don't need anymore, $7.
Yeah.
Like, dude, how are you even profiting off? Just throw it in Goodwill. Throw it in the garbage, for that matter. Give it to a homeless person. You need $7 that bad? I wanted to Venmo him $8 and say, take the post down. I wish I knew him better so I could have sent that. $8. Take it down.
Take down the post. That's what I'm saying. Is like, props to them if you're willing to like go through that effort. I mean, it takes me weeks. We've talked on the podcast before, like to return something. Dude, I mean,
and
it's
this guy has a good job, right? I mean, it's one thing if you're like, there's people in situations they need every dollar they can get, right?
Yeah.
This guy has a nice corporate job, benefits. What do you care about? You're going to profit maybe $2?
$2 and
what are you doing?
Your time it takes to do all this, to ship it, to go somewhere, to like package it up.
That killed me.
So
we say, I mean, if you got, Katie has a few items from back in the day when, you know, girls like to shop sometimes.
I've heard.
She, Katie did a pageant a couple years, which I love to make fun of. I'm like, I'll be like, this is Katie. She's a total pageant girl. She's like, no, I'm not. She doesn't really come off as that, but it's funny. Like, you were in one. It was just a classic, like, you know, you model and you're tall and skinny, do a pageant.
Great.
She just showed up and like, I think got third or, you know.
These not things, bad.
Some of these pageants are, I'm like, we're still getting behind these. Just weird old guys basically holding up. Just, you ever seen a dunk contest? They're like, 9. That's basically that. I can't do them.
I mean, it was definitely a guy who had the idea for Miss America. Like, what if
Donald Trump is who you're talking about?
Wait, what?
He's Miss, there's two of them. I forget what. Trump is Miss one of them.
I think he was going to say that he had.
Yeah, fact check me. Trump ran, or I don't know if he created it, but he was Miss USA.
He came up, he like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say...
That's how he met Melania. So, no, I'm kidding. She's not from America. What?
He owned Miss Universe.
Owned Miss Universe.
Miss Universe. Okay.
And Miss USA.
And Miss USA. There we go.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was definitely a guy who came up with the idea, like, you know what would make Miss America better? Swimsuit portion. What if we did that? What if for just like 10 minutes,
yeah,
way less clothing?
You know, we've all seen women in swimsuits. I think we can handle this.
I think it'll be fine. And quite frankly, see. I'd like to judge them that way.
Yeah. Just throw in a talent, do a flip cup challenge or something. The talents. Is Melania Russian?
If so, that's problematic.
I just thought of that. I don't know. That would have been funny.
Putting Derek to work today. He had the Lake Charles map up earlier. Yeah. Now he's on Melania.
Lake Charles population 78,000.
78,000.
Lake Charles. Okay.
We'll miss an opportunity to sell 70 tickets.
I think that is counting
Yugoslavia. Former Yugoslavia. What part? Was that ever USSR?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So she.
So suspicious.
Basically a commie.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I don't know. I don't know anything about that part of the world, if you didn't know. Yugoslavia. I got Yugoslavia blood in me. Can you believe it?
Your own or someone else's?
Someone else's. I needed a dose one day.
Cool.
And I was like, where's this from?
That's beautiful. You were saying Katie has like patent clothes to resell or something? I think that's
she'll never sell these. She was like from she's 9, or she has like a fun, like a prom dress. I don't know why she's keeping these. So I think girls, more you know, they'll buy some very expensive prom dresses that you wear once. And like Katie, you see, you know, she's her wrist, it's snapping like a twig. And so when she was like 17, I think she was like a -4 or something. I mean, it was,
yeah,
like, she was a healthy, happy girl. And I think people would be like, just eat another. Mm-hmm. You know, I was the same. Our children will be frightening looking. I had to do all I could to not look like a malnourished boy. And so she, like, who's gonna buy a $300 prom dress
that only fits like a 5'11 really skinny 90 person,
90 pounds,
yeah,
16 years old? They're out there.
I was shocked because she has all these old prom dresses, but I was shocked when she sold her wedding dress, like almost like right after the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, like, suspiciously quick. It's like the day after.
I wanted that.
I saw it up on Depop, and I was like, yeah, wow, this is Katie's wedding dress.
Yeah. But I listed that actually. Her great grandma's veil. I don't know if you got that. Vintage.
I mean, that.
She did not like it, but man, did I earn a pretty penny.
Well, you run the risk. You hang on to it and it loses its value. You got to sell while it's hot. So,
exactly. I explained it to her. You buy low, sell high. It's an NFT now.
Yeah.
She, you know. We had to work through that, but
that was a weird honeymoon. But
let me see here.
Yugoslavia was not part of USSR.
Oh, they were not.
They were not, and I need to say that, or else.
All right, Melania is good.
Derek has confirmed Yugoslavia not part of the USSR.
But then he winked at us.
Then he winked at us.
I don't know what that means.
He whispered, "Neither am I," and winked. So take that for what you will. Someone said, "When will there be another season of Matchmaking?"
Oh, yeah.
It was a great bit.
Yeah.
That reminded me. I forgot to tell this on the pod a while back. So if you remember, I was in Nashville for a bachelor party, and I'm chilling, I'm vibing at this place. This dude walks up. He's like, Trey. So I'm like, oh, this guy's saying what's up. Love it. There's, especially in that I love going out and meeting people, right? Especially in like a national environment. So I'm having a blast meeting fans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hanging out with people.
That's your element.
Meeting non-fans. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
He goes, what's up? I'm like, what's up, man? He's like, hey, I don't know if you remember me. I did like this dating podcast a while back. And I was kind of like, what? He's like, I was like, I'm Will from, you set me up with that girl. And I was like,
whoa.
What?
It's like, you're not just a fan. You were part of the show.
This was 2 years ago, 2020 quarantine Matchmaking. And Will and I want to say Addison, Addie. I'm like, they just so happen to like live 30 minutes from each other.
Wow.
So like, oh, that's kind of cool. I tried to pair them up close-ish. Most were like a few hours away. But this one was like, you know, like 45 minutes away, whatever. They kind of were chatting. It's whatever. It's like a bit, whatever. And I kind of hit them both up like, hey, you come back on the pod and give us an update. You know, hoping to be kind of silly. And like, they both like, yeah, we actually FaceTime for like hours and we're like geared up to meet. So we'd love to.
Gearing up.
Like, okay. We talk. There are plans to meet. And then we ended up, the funny part was Addie, pretty positive that's her name. If you're a recty, please say what's up, because she was funny. So was he. He's a great sport. She goes, she while in the midst of this few week span, I guess she's swiping on whatever else. Oh. She's like, I kind of hit off with this other guy. I was like, okay, we had to add an exclusivity clause, I guess.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, these people, I mean, they're coming on a podcast to meet someone. They're very desperate, so they're swiping like crazy.
She's like, she had actually been on multiple comedy podcasts that week.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe it. And he was like, all good. And I just, nice guy. He said, what's up? And I couldn't believe it.
So that was the guy that got like, so funny. Got beat by the system.
Correct, little no. Yeah. Yeah. That's a guy. Took another L to the system.
Yeah. Big dating.
And I'm happy to tell you, he seemed to be there with some people. There's some ladies there. I don't know if he was romantic with any of them, but he looked like he was doing well.
Good. Well, I hope you still listen. That's awesome. Sorry I didn't get to meet you.
So yeah, we should do that again sometime soon. We have ideas in the books in the coming months that we're excited to toy with. So you just stay tuned. But I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I mean, it's not just a Correct Opinions listener. It's one of like 8 people who've been on the show before.
Someone says, can you confront Jake about his water intake?
What's this right here, Stephanie?
Whoa. This is from Midnight Pizza.
Oh, like a company sent that in?
No, it looks like a guy's face.
Like a local pizza.
This is a fun fact about Jake. I believe he is some sort of, I don't know what creature does, amphibious creature. Never witnessed him use the bathroom, which we've talked about. We've been on trips for days on end. Never witnessed it.
Yeah, it's a lot of people are doing intermittent fasting. I'm kind of doing an intermittent wasting, where I just try as hard as I can to not let anything out of my body.
What's the water intake today? What are we working with?
Water intake today, you know, at Messenger Coffee this morning, with my coffee, I also got a glass of water. How about that?
Drink all that?
Yeah, so that's, I mean, there's eight ounces.
Good 8 ounces, yeah. And?
So I had 8 ounces there.
It is 4 p.m.
And then I went to Protein House, and I got a smoothie. So you got to imagine there's some water in there. Ice cubes.
I'll give you another few ounces.
Okay, sure. I DoorDash Chipotle today. They say bottled water is $3. Mexican cola is $3.50. I'm like, I'm going to pay $3 for water. Might as well just get Coke.
Okay.
So
a couple ounces there.
And then I got down here and realized, oh, I forgot my water from the last time we recorded. So about an ounce so far of this.
Okay. We're getting up to that, maybe working on 2 full cups. Is that 8 ounces in a cup?
And is that, yes, more or less than what they recommend for an adult per day?
I think.
I can never remember.
You think you're about 10% there.
Okay, cool. Got a big evening ahead of me.
Yeah. Have you urinated today?
Yes, I did in your bathroom.
Okay.
It was brown. Probably just the coffee, you know.
Right.
I got
that the Mexican cola does that. People, the U.S. they figure that out, but the Mexican cola, yes.
Have you ever seen sugar cane? It's a kind of a tannish color, so that'll do it. I can't believe an Instagram user called Midnight Pizza asked that question.
Yeah,
it does sound like a fun business. Midnight Pizza. That's what we should have named Jean Shorts. That sounds fun.
Megan asks, give me, she states, give me horrible life advice.
Great. First of all, Megan, change your name. Your name is not great. There's a lot of other Megans. You're in a crowded place. Someone says, Megan! 4 heads are turning around. You're going to change your name. Something unique. Something that, but still recognizable. I'm thinking Bulbasaur. Charizard. Something biblical. Methuselah. Zachariah.
Melchizedek.
So right off the bat, change the name for sure.
Beelzebub.
Adolf. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mussolini.
Yeah, because boys' names for girls are in. They weren't when you were named, but now it's time.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't your name be Richard?
Why not? Epstein. That's pretty. Mm-hmm. That's a cute
that
name.
That actually kind of is. What's wrong with that?
Syphilis. Lewinsky. Oh, kind of go together.
Yeah, they do. That's fun. That's synergy. And
Lewinsky.
There you go. So any of those will work, Megan. Keep us posted.
We said syphilis and Lewinsky at the same time. That's great.
Oh.
So that's that.
Happy to help.
Yeah. You're welcome. Quit your job.
Someone said, did you try taking magnesium for your eye twitch? Helped mine. It's not a bad idea.
Is she talking to me?
Kira Zukiski. Sounds a little Russian.
I'm not so sure about magnesium either. Where did we get that from? Yeah. Did you take any?
No, I did get some medicine that Katie said, I'll pick up. And she picked up medicine and never even confirmed. And you witnessed me open it and say, this isn't it. She's like, oh. So I don't have it yet.
Yeah, so what was it? It was someone else's medicine? Or
well, it's
yours?
Like I had a... It's one of those annoying things where like... It's like a prescription I had for like a time that I don't need anymore. I guess it automatically refilled. So it's like an honest mistake. So she's like, I'll pick it up. She's like, prescription for him? He's like, yeah, he has one. She's like, cool. And she just took it and drove off.
Wasn't like, is this the eye twitch stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the eye twitch stuff. He's looking like a... He's looking like he's strung out or something.
He's got a little Michael J. Fox in him lately. So... Hopefully she'll get the good stuff. Did you ever take magnesium? Or is that what the new pills are?
No, I don't. No, I guess I can try that.
I guess.
How do you even... Where even is that? I just got to like suck on a battery or...
I think it's a 9 volt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the... I'll take it out of the smoke detector.
That sounds beautiful. Actually, I think it's the stuff inside of... what's his name? Wooly Willy or whatever. You would like... You know, draw the beard on the guy. You could give him hair. It was like magnetic.
That's magnesium.
The stuff inside of there, I think you have to take that. That'll get rid of all your eye twitch.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll track one of those down. What are your thoughts on dogs and strollers? I'll do you one better. I was walking down my street not too long ago, and I witnessed a woman walking a stroller with two cats inside.
Oh.
So that upset me. And there's no way... That woman is in love with a human. I know that's harsh, but it's a generalization, but it's often true.
It's very true. A stroller with two cats, that is something I have not had the pleasure of seeing in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Two of them in there.
So
my thoughts are I don't like them.
Yeah, I mean, I think it seems pretty obvious, right? I mean, they're animals. They would probably love to walk around. It's easier for them to walk around than it is us. Let them free.
Let them free.
Do you just buy a baby stroller and just...
Do you think they forget to drink water?
Cats?
Just animals.
Yeah, I'd like to know, like, what different, like, personalities do dogs... Like, are there, like, oh, yeah, that dog, he's, like, such a picky eater. Like, is that a thing in the animal kingdom?
I had a very health-conscious beagle. No, he drank from the pool water.
It's yeah, like, dogs are trying to develop...
He loved chlorine.
He died... Quickly, though.
Yeah.
Once we got the pool.
Quite a fever.
That was weird. Like, I wonder if dogs are starting to be like, he doesn't eat gluten. Oh, he's allergic? No, he's just kind of like, he just kind of took it out of his diet. Like, dogs are starting to do that, like, annoying thing. Yeah. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
My dog, he is always running late. Aries. Oh.
He's a 7. He's, you know, he's a good time, but
yeah,
scatterbrained. He can never find his rawhide.
Yeah. He always forgets where he buried that bone. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. Sagittarius, what are you going to do?
It's crazy. Dogs can always find where they put their bone. Katie can't find her keys every day. You think the dog's like, where? Let me just grab my rawhide. Wait. Where? He knows where it is. Squirrel finds its nut.
Mm-hmm. Last night?
Stop losing your wallet.
Yeah.
Squirrel can't. Are you smarter than a swirl? Literally, I'll just say it to Katie next time it happens. She'll like that.
Just bring that up kind of out of nowhere. Yeah. Hey, be smarter than a squirrel, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It was in your purse the whole time. Last night, Rachel pinged her phone from her Apple Watch when it was in her pocket. She's like, oh, there it is. I was like, was the pocket not the first place you checked? She's like, I guess not.
We had a little, like, what we call, like, you know, this dub. It's like a 5-second fight where she's like, where's my phone? Where's my phone? Where's my phone? And I didn't, because I'm not a fan of the like, oh, how fun. It annoys me so much. I've done it before though, right? When I'm like, where are my keys? Is it in my hand? And I don't go. I go, what an idiot.
Why did I? Yeah, I'm so dumb.
I hate myself.
I'm so dumb.
So yeah. She's like, where's my phone? Where's my phone? I'm like, it's in your hand. She's like, whoa. It's kind of funny. I'm like, no, it's not. She's like, you need to calm down. And then I'm like, I'm so sorry. Do you forgive me? And then it was over.
Okay.
But that's my reaction.
Yeah. Is to be like, I am so, so stupid.
I am the biggest idiot.
I don't deserve to vote or drive a car or read.
Yeah. I looked for my phone too often when it was on my person. I can't decide the next president.
Yeah. I'm very hard on myself. I'm with you there. So. What was that question even? Oh, dogs. Yeah. Actually, I'm surprised women haven't given their dogs horoscopes yet. I haven't seen that yet. But that's coming. It's coming.
Trey. Would you ever be an extra in a Batman movie given the chance? Nope.
I don't think so. I mean,
actually,
if they were filming it in my backyard.
If I would, and I do my best to maybe slip like a loser sign in the background.
That's really good.
Some way to be like, or like show up with like a Batman's for Dork shirt and just kind of slip in the back. See if I can slip that in the movie. They'd probably kick me off the set, and that my attempt would be over. But no.
Really?
I just show up with a bunch of lozenges. Like, does Christian Bale need this?
I would hate to see you ruin your chance in the industry. I know you're trying to break through.
What are Batman auditions like? They just take, hey, give us... We need five of the most famous men in Hollywood. Okay, Mike, you know, let's get Christian Bale, maybe like a Michael B. Jordan, who else, you know. You know, Ryan Gosling in here.
Idris Elba. Do not talk in your normal voice.
Let's hear it. And then Christian Bale just goes, ah! You're like, you've got the role.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
That was great. Now that was a voice of a man who has no superpowers, but has a lot of money.
These guys are talented.
Wow. You nailed the part.
Bat, saving the world from COVID. You cost it. If your in-laws bought you a one-year-old puppy for your birthday and didn't tell you, would you keep it? Wait, if your in-laws bought your one-year-old puppy for their birthday and didn't tell you, would you keep it? Rachel, form a sentence that makes sense. Happy birthday. I don't know what she's saying.
What? Is it I have the puppy and then my in-laws bought my puppy?
So if your in-laws bought your one-year-old puppy for their birthday and didn't tell you, would you keep it? let's break this down.
It's a weird word problem.
I have the puppy. You're my
father-in-law. Yes.
I've got a cute one-year-old puppy. I'm down in my podcast making a podcast. My puppy's upstairs. I don't know.
It's my birthday. I want a puppy. I'm going to take your puppy that's 1 year old. Now it's mine.
But you buy it. So you leave cash upstairs.
I buy it. I leave cash.
Venmo me or something.
Question is,
do I keep it?
Do you keep it?
I don't get to keep that puppy.
I think you keep the money.
If you steal by my puppy for your birthday, who am I to say give it back?
It was nice of the father-in-law to pay for it.
Yeah.
When he stole it. Or no, he just bought it. Good question.
That made us think.
Yeah, that was like, okay, if an electric train is going this fast, running this speed, how fast is the smoke? It's an electric train. No smoke. Horse's name was Thursday. I think there's a riddle component to that.
Can we please get some Recty merch? Ooh.
Yeah.
Maybe. What do you think that looks like? What do you think?
Adult diapers?
It says Recty real big. And it's like, our podcast, I feel like it's kind of like a whirlwind. Like almost like a, maybe it's like a, like an aerial view of a tornado. Like really big on the shirt.
Yes.
It says Recty.
And the colors are red. So I think that'd be good.
It's a touch of... Yeah, it's like kind of a... What is this? It's like a brownish gray.
Yeah.
With like hints of red.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could be really... And then the white... There's flecks of white.
Yes.
Yeah.
Top-down view of a hurricane. That's kind of fun. Or...
Okay.
Yeah, kind of a volcano look. Top down, the satellite view of a volcano could be fun.
Cool. That's a great idea. We'll get that processed. Make us that design if we got any designers. Appreciate it.
That would be great.
One more question. One more. How about it?
Maybe like a really cylindrical beanie.
What's that?
What's the next question?
Just not even an explanation why.
Nope.
Because we do support Jewish people.
Yeah, more. more than most.
As does my mother. I want to pull. I want to re. That was a joke. How many girlfriends have you had?
That's a question.
Yeah, I don't. From blonde watermelon lover, aren't we all? Some of these Instagrams.
What are these usernames? Blonde watermelon lover.
I've had 4 girlfriends, and half of them were named Katie.
I've had 5 women that I would consider my girlfriend, but 3 that they would consider my boyfriend. You know what I mean? Got a little tricky on...
So they bought the puppy.
You know, it's just, it's hard to know, you know, just definitions and boundaries and, you know, what did this mean to you and how did
right.
Yeah.
Like I had that one substitute teacher where, you know, she was there pretty often and I'd...
Long-term sub.
Yeah. I'd be talking, I'd be like, you're my girlfriend now. Mm-hmm. She'd be like, what? Like, that's so you to be like, not paying attention.
Yeah, that was one of her fetishes. Mm-hmm. Ignorance. She was really into that.
Denial,
yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, general frustration.
So, somewhere in there.
Somewhere in there, all good. Thanks for your questions, y'all.
That was kind of fun.
We're, I'm in Italy right now, which is cool.
Wait, time what? Traveling. Oh, metaverse. Got
to get,
it.
To get my puppy back. we got to get rid of this candy mix, by the way. You want to eat? I eat it every time I'm out here.
Yeah, no, it's great.
But, dude, it's spring. It's warming up. My grass is looking great. I'm going to golf more.
Yeah.
So, tour's wrapping up. Summer. Any summer plans?
Yes, I'm going to go out west. What about you? What direction are you going to go this summer?
Dude, I'm thinking south.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, cool. South is fun.
South is fun. Lake Charles, Louisiana.
We're all thinking it.
We're all thinking it. Meet you there. First ever Recti's meetup.
Recti meetup. Dead center.
Us two in Victoria. Bring your life jackets.
Bring your life jacket and some...
And a mosquito net.
Alligator spray. Fun.
Very fun.
Fun. Lake Charles. We got some great questions. These are fun.
Okay. We'll go now. We got to run. I've got to go get fitted... For another groomsman tux.
Good.
Which...
Money well spent.
I mean, luckily, what's great about Men's Warehouse is that they always put them like 30 minutes outside of the cities in every direction. So that's what I love about it.
Yeah, you're going to like a Best Buy area, you know, things like that.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Best Buy is like... There's a Best Buy in Lake Charles, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Like this is an hour from Baton Rouge.
It's... Yeah, Best Buy tries to put their stores the furthest away from like the dense populated areas. Uh-huh. You know, it's like, let's really get out here.
And I have an Apple Store appointment.
Whoa.
So a super brutal couple hours ahead.
Cool.
Face ID stopped working.
On your phone?
Yes.
What a weird thing.
Russia.
Magnesium. Probably.
Maybe that's like twitching so much.
I would bring it up when you talk
like,
to him.
And when it stopped working, I'm like... Call me crazy.
All right, here we are.
I to twitch. Like, sir, what? Nothing.
No, sorry.
They're like, sir, has that zit always been there? I'm like, excuse me? Imagine if Face ID was
it's
like...
just, you know.
With just the littlest blemishes. You come in there like, well, did you chip a tooth, sir?
Yeah, you walk into the Apple Store with a broken phone. You walk out with Accutane. You're like, this should help Face ID. Put this on every morning.
You heard of Proactive. You're going to want to use the toner first, and you'll maybe get that Face ID working.
It'll dry it out. That's normal, yeah. All right? The Face ID can see through dry skin. It cannot see through that pizza face you got right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, the double chin is not helping. Drop 5 to 7. That's what we need in Face ID. Keep you accountable.
Face ID, yeah. It's a lifetime fitness membership for 3 months.
Too pale, get some sun. You know. All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. And appreciate y'all as always. Share, rate us, come out and see us as we end up the in round out the tour.
Round it out, guys.
Peace.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
And Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.